You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We get set for the men's college basketball game. Door College 14-0 overall, 6-0 in the conference. Morningside 6-4 overall, 4-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Had the opportunity earlier today to visit with Coach Ross Dalma about the matchup between Door College and Morningside. And the first order of business was closing the book on that win over Midland from this past Monday night.
The guys did a good job of doing what we needed to do defensively. I don't think we were particularly sharp offensively by any means, but I thought, you know, defensively we did some good things. I thought we did a nice job of finding some rhythm midway through the second half, where we were able to score some baskets and then get some stops and get the separation that we needed.
Morningside, the opponent this evening, and they, like you, a lot of returners from last year. You played a game in December of last season where it went down to a final shot, and then you earned the victory about a month later here in Sioux Center. So split last year, very similar teams coming back with a lot of experience.
Yeah, we had some really good games with Morningside a year ago, and we expect to see more of the same this year. Hopefully we can, you know, do a few things a little bit better this year to give ourselves the advantage here tonight. But they're a very good team. Their post players are very good. They have three excellent guys. They rotate between two positions there. Brian Borchers is having an outstanding year for him. This is senior year. And Garth Hamilton does a great job. He's an all-conference player. And then their senior, Storm Throne, is coming off the bench and really giving them a lift there. So those two positions are solid for them. Kevin Zaz shot the ball very well for Morningside this past week and came out a little bit of a shooting slump, and I'm sure he's feeling confident right now. And Danny Rudine is another player for them who's much better than he was a year ago, and their point guard Miller just does a great job of setting everything up, and then they bring some quality people in off the bench. So they're an outstanding team. You know, they really got after Northwestern earlier. They had some great wins after that, and they're certainly a team that is certainly one of the best in the country.
Up-tempo type team, looking at their scoring total, they're up above 80 points per game as well, I believe. Is that due to offensive efficiency? Do they get a lot of possessions? How do they get that?
Yeah, they're just very efficient offensively. I think they run their sets very well. They're, in a way, somewhat similar to Nebraska Wesleyan and Midland in that they really look to maneuver through a lot of ball screens throughout the possession, but there may be a little bit more tempo to their game than the other two teams that we played here most recently. They're just a veteran team who knows how to make plays and knows how to win and knows what they want to try to accomplish each possession offensively and defensively.
Saw a little bit of zone defense by Midland on Monday. Expect to see some more of that through the course of this season, or do you get a sense for that at all?
Yeah, that's a good question. The teams in our league this year are not zone teams, and Midland has not been either. That's something that that may have been some of their first possessions of playing zone all year. But certainly we worked on it since then, and we'll need to be prepared to see a few different things. I think Morningside's a very, very good man-to-man team, and I'm sure that they'll try to hang their hat on that and be very physical with us tonight. And it'll just be simply a situation where if we can keep them off the boards, and we can contest some of their shooters and hold their post guys at bay, that we'll give ourselves a shot.
That's Coach Ross Dalma talking about the matchup with the Morningside Mustangs and Dort College defenders. The Mustangs come in 6-4 overall. Their wins, they're 5-2 over their last seven games. Conference wins are over Hastings, Northwestern, Concordia, and Doan. They have a home loss in there to Dakota Wesleyan. Mustangs average 82.5 points per game, give up 74.1 points per outing. Jim Sykes' team makes 46% of their field goal attempts. They surrender 47% success. Mustangs are getting out rebounded 36.9 to 35.5. Brian Borchers leads the team with 14.3 points per game to go with 5.4 rebounds. Garth Hamilton scores 13.6 points per game and gets a team high 7.7 rebounds per game. Danny Rudine and Kevin Zaz average 12.8 and 11.8 points per game. Storm Throne comes off of the bench for 9.3 points per game. Trent Miller tops the team with 5.6 assists per contest. The Defender men are ranked number 2 in the most recent NAI Division II basketball poll. They're off to their school best 14-0 record. They're 6-0 in the GPAC. Defenders have wins over Doan, Mount Marty, Dakota Wesleyan, Northwestern, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Midland. The defenders have converted for 85.2 points per game and are limiting teams to 67.4 points per outing. Defenders out rebound teams 40.9 to 30.9, and they make 52.1% of their field goal attempts and 40.8% of their three-point shots. Defenders allow opponents to convert 40.2% of the field goals they take. Trevor Walthersdorf scores 17 points per game, just under 18 points per contest, actually. He gets 4.4 rebounds. He converts 60.1% of his field goal attempts. Jordan Vogel is good for 12.9 points per game, 6.6 rebounds. Austin Conchie makes 11.4 points per game and is making 38.8% of his three-point attempts. He also rebounds 4 per game. Cliff Warner scoring 11.1 points per game, 4.3 assists. Kyle Lindberg and Chris Sievers are averaging 9.4 and 9.3 points per game, respectively. Lindberg leads the team with an 8.1 rebound per game average. Sievers is grabbing 4.8 rebounds per game and also makes 63.5% of his field goal attempts. Back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, starting lineups for the Morningside Mustangs and Coach Jim Sykes. Number three is Danny Rudine, 12.8 points per game. Brian Borchers wears number five, 14.3 points per game. He's a 6'5 senior from Lamar's, Iowa. Trent Miller's a 6'1 junior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 5.8 points per game. Kevin Zaz is a 6'1 senior from Murdoch, Nebraska, averaging 11.8 points per game. And Garth Hamilton's a 6'7 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 13.6 points per contest. For the Dort College men, they will start Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 11.1 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Kachi, a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 11.4 points per game. Trevor Walthersdorf's a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 17.8 points per contest. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 9.4 points per game. And number 43 is Jordan Vogel, a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 12.9 points per game. Dort College is coached by Ross Dalma, assisted by Kyle Heemstra, Derek Kaiser, and Brent Van Manen. Let's pause now for our national anthem. KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back them in on a Wednesday night. Dort College in Morningside, a near-capacity crowd on hand for tonight's men's college basketball game. The Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs, a matchup of top 25 rated teams. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelvin, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Leicester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. We are just about set for basketball. Dort College and Morningside. Dort College in their home whites, black numbers trimmed in yellow. Morningside Mustangs in their maroons with white letters and numbering trimmed out in black. Opening tap controlled by Dort College. Kyle Lindbergh gives it off to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Kachi. Austin with the basketball. He tries to feed it off to Lindbergh, and the ball is tipped and controlled by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball in the backcourt. Stolen back by Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving in, puts it up, no good. Puts it up off the glass, no good, and he's fouled on the play. Well, Kyle Lindbergh sticking his nose right back in there after turning it over, getting it back, and he got fouled before the shot. Foul's called on Trent Miller, his first. Pass underneath, Trevor Walterstorff, layup good. Trevor Walterstorff with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 2-0. Morningside with the basketball. Comes right side, Garth Hamilton. Hamilton's pass over the top, taken away by Lindbergh. He took it away from Borchers. Comes right side, Warner. Warner back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Pops it out, Vogel. Vogel with it. Right wing, it goes Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the left hand. Stopped by Hamilton. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner out front. It goes underneath Vogel. Vogel turn around in the lane. Good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 4-0. 18:55 left to go in the half. Trent Miller with the basketball. Miller out front. Hamilton. Hamilton with the basketball. Hamilton comes left side. Miller. Miller. Hamilton. Hamilton in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound tipped out. Controlled by Morningside. Underneath. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. He climbs the ladder. He snuffs Borchers. Dort College off and running. Walterstorff trying to save it into Warner. And what a play by Lindbergh. That will make you think twice about taking it up in the lane. As Lindbergh goes up and pins the ball in the hand of Borchers against the glass. Morningside basketball. Out front is Hamilton. Hamilton gives it up right side. Miller. Miller with the basketball, working on Warner. Comes back out front to Rudine. Rudine with the basketball. Back to Zaz. Zaz, Hamilton. Hamilton on the right elbow. He'll put up the 15-footer and hit it. Left elbow jumper by Garth Hamilton. 4-2 our score. With the basketball is Lindbergh. Dort College with a 4-2 lead. Backdoor play, Kachi. Kachi underneath, intended for Vogel. It's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs. So Dort College gets the basketball back. Inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. That's Warner. Warner gets it in. Walterstorff. Walterstorff short arms the jumper on the right side. Here comes Morningside with a chance to tie or take the lead. Three-pointer from the corner, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Warner pressing the issue. He drops it off. Kachi, Kachi, layup good. Austin Kachi with a two-point basket, 6-2. Dort College up by four. Morningside with the basketball. Trent Miller across half court. Miller passes left side over to Zaz. Zaz with it. Zaz to Danny Rudine. Rudine goes high post Hamilton. Hamilton working on Vogel. Comes back right side over to Miller. Miller into the corner, left side, Zaz. Zaz will test the waters again. Nothing there. Step back, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh up the floor, stops, and throws it away. I'm not sure who he intended that one for. And Coach Ross Dalma on the sideline giving the hand signal. Slow it down once the initial fast break isn't there. Maybe you've got a chance at a secondary break. Trent Miller with the basketball. Miller out front, guarded there by Warner. Fight for position inside. Jumper, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled. Miller, Miller, layup good. Dort College had it to a one and done, but Morningside stuck with it. Got the loose basketball and make the short shot to make it 6-4. Backdoor cut to Vogel. Vogel, layup good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 8-4. Lindbergh found Vogel underneath for the two-point basket on a couple of backdoor cuts as Morningside overplayed the passes. Trent Miller into the lane. Nothing there. Kicks it back outside Rudine. Rudine, left side Miller. Miller to Hamilton. Hamilton will put up the jumper. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up court himself. Long pass into the front court. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Warner. Warner, three. Bang, bang, bang. Cliff Warner with a three-point basket, and the defenders lead 11-4. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Mustangs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Morningside basketball after the timeout, trailing by seven. They go high post Hamilton. Hamilton backdoor cut intended for Kevin Zaz. And the Dort College defenders force a turnover. Lindbergh will inbound the basketball. And the defenders want to set play coming out of the timeout, it appears. Cliff Warner will bring it up. Warner with the basketball. He goes high post to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff drops it down low for Lindbergh, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. No, they're going to say it was last touch by Lindbergh. 15:38 left to play in the first half. Dort College leading 11-4. Morningside with the basketball. Morningside's Miller brings it up. Miller on the left wing. They're looking down low. New player in the game, that's Storm Throne. Throne out front. Thought about the three. Goes into the corner instead. They swing it around Miller. Miller comes right side. Zaz. Zaz guarded there by Walt. They give it down low for Throne. Throne with the basketball. Working on Lindbergh. And we have a foul called before the shot on Kyle Lindbergh. So Lindbergh whistled for the personal foul. Morningside inbounding, fresh 35 to work with. Ball tipped by Severs. Here comes Kachi. Kachi back over to Severs, and it's tipped out of bounds by Morningside and Joel Haveman. Haveman able to tip it away. Dort College, Severs jarring that ball loose, playing it like a defensive back, if you will. The old Huxley Ballard linebacker and tight end. Inbounding the basketball for the defenders will be Warner. Warner throwing it in, finds Lindbergh, sets, no, decides against it, back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, tries to pass it off, and it's tipped around and kicked out of bounds by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. 11-4, our score, Dort College leading by 7. And Morningside will walk it up. Joel Haveman to take it across half court. Haveman with it, goes high post, thrown, back out front, three ball, no good. Rebound, tipped by Morningside, shot no good. Rebound tipped and out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. It was last touch by Danny Rudin. Well, the key for Dort College is how much do they have in the tank right now? They played on Saturday. They played on Monday. They've had exams this week. They're playing tonight. They're going to manage their minutes and try to keep as many fresh bodies out on the floor as possible. Warner over to Vogel. Vogel, Walt. Walt on the right wing. Trevor Walterstorff back out front, Warner. Warner to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Back out front, Severs. Severs, Warner. Warner, three. Top of the key. Missed it. No good. Tap by Severs. No good. Tap by Vogel. Good. Crash the boards and keep it up on the glass, and the defenders have the advantage there. Vogel taps it in to make it 13-4. Morningside with the basketball. Mustangs have it. Comes right side over to Rudin. Rudin goes down low for Throne. Throne with the basketball, working against Severs. Driving into the lane. Short jumper is up and good for Kevin Zaz. Zaz with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 13-6. Warner with the basketball. Cliff gives it right side over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball. Kaiser back over to Severs. Severs working against Throne. Back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner, high post, Vogel. Vogel, right side, Kaiser. Kaiser, Severs. Severs, no double team. He puts it off of the glass. Good. Chris Severs overthrown for the two-point basket. Dort College leads 15-6. Morningside with the basketball, bringing it up is Haveman. Haveman will take it across the timeline. He'll take it in against Vogel. Decides against any shot. Here's Zaz. Zaz in the lane. He kicks it back over to Throne. Throne shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Vogel, and Borchers flops. Brian Borchers goes to the floor, drawing the foul call on Jordan Vogel. And Borchers, a cagey senior, he's learned a few tricks of the trade as Most college basketball players will for survival. Pass goes underneath. Shot by Borchers. No good. Tapped around. Picked up by Waltersdorf. Saves it into Warner. Here comes Dort College. With it into the front court is Warner. Warner stops. Thinks about the three. Still has the dribble underneath Walt. Walt with a basketball. Walt puts it up. Shot in the lane. Got hacked on the arm. No call made. Here comes Morningside. Thrown. Long pass into the front court with a basketball. Right side is Hoveman. Hoveman. Left side it goes to Johnson. Johnson layup good. Tyler Johnson with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 15-8. With the basketball, bringing it up is Warner. Warner at the point goes right side Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser shakes into the lane. Dumps it back out for Vogel. 15-footer. Jordan Vogel, swish. Jordan Vogel, 8 points. He got the wake-up call today. Dort College leads by 9, 17-8. 12:20 left to play, first half. Morningside with the basketball. Morningside with the basketball on the right side. They go over to Throne. He'll put up another three and misses everything. And he flops to the ground. There was no contact made. He's trying to draw the foul call. And Jeremy Grady, the official, not buying that time. My goodness. Throne didn't have anyone within a yard of him. And he flopped to the ground. That does not do much for your future chances of getting calls. Warner with the basketball out front. He's going to drive. Finger roll. Can't get it to go. The lane opened. He had a chance. Now here comes Morningside in transition. Mustangs with the basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf on the floor right now for the defenders. Also back on the floor, Lindbergh. Back over to Borchers. Borchers shot no good. Rebound taken away by Throne. Throne will put it up off the glass with a left hand. Good. Storm Throne with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 17-10. With it right side is Lindbergh. 11:29 left to go in the half. Kaiser with the basketball. Double teamed. Gets it to Vogel. Vogel draws the contact. No call made. Storm Throne travels with it. Well, Throne is a big physical player. Emphasis on the big. And once that momentum gets going the wrong way, it's difficult to stop, and he goes to the ground. They actually call him for being on the baseline out of bounds. Garth Hamilton will check back in. Austin Kachi will throw it in. Kachi looking, gets it to Warner in the right corner. Gives to Vogel. Vogel underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh gathers himself, puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Borchers. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Tried to go to the reverse layup rather than going up strong. Got the foul call, couldn't get the shot. That's foul number one on Borchers. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. Both teams with two fouls here at the midpoint or near the midpoint of the first half. Kyle Lindbergh with a point. Dort College leads 18-10. Another free throw on the way. Free throw by Lindbergh is up and down. So Lindbergh makes them both. 22 for 35 now this season, and the defenders lead 19-10. 19-10, our score. Dort College sounds like they might change up defenses here. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Mustangs with the basketball in the backcourt. Mustangs will bring it up. T.J. Malone into the contest. Trapped for a moment. Now a pass over the top. With it right side is Zaz. Zaz, short jumper, no good. Rebound Hamilton, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College and Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. In transition, Kachi. Kachi with the ball, and he's fouled on the play by Trent Miller. That's number two on him. Two fouls on Miller. 10:49 left to go in the first half. Austin Kachi to throw it in as we approach the midpoint of the first half of play. Kachi to trigger it. He'll get it into TJ. TJ Malone sets the offense. Gives into the corner. Kachi. Kachi trying to feed it underneath. Waltersdorf taken away by Morningside. Mustangs will bring it up. Trent Miller. Miller with the basketball. He goes left side. Shot is up and good. 2-point basket for the Mustangs and Drew Dow. Drew Dow in the contest. He gets a 2-point basket to go. And the defender lead is 19-12. TJ Malone underneath. Lindbergh. Lindbergh can't finish. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket. Dort College leads. Layup on the other end, and it goes to 21-14. Couple quick buckets. That time it was Zaz again, I believe. Kevin Zaz makes it 21-14. Waltersdorf puts it up. The floater no good, but he's fouled on the play. Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot. Foul goes on Tyler Johnson. That's his first. So Trevor Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. ...21-14, Dort College leading. Momentary break in the action. First free throw by Walt is up and good. Whispers that one through. He's got three. Another one on the way. 22-14, our score. Tyler Waltersdorf out of the ballgame. Trevor Waltersdorf shooting a free throw. We'll reset the lineup for Dort College in just a moment. Left that one short and it bounces home anyhow. 4 points for Walt. Defenders lead by 9, 23-14. Warner, Lindbergh, Kachi, Trevor Waltersdorf, Chris Sievers on the floor right now. Mustangs basketball, Danny Rudine. They bounce it down low for Hamilton. Hamilton on the baseline. Nothing there for Hamilton. Morningside working it around. On the left side is Rudine. Rudine will go baseline, lace it up with the right hand. Good. Danny Rudine with a two-point basket, his first today. Dort College leads 23-16. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh doesn't have anyone open. Finally finds Austin Kachi. Kachi back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Warner. Warner three. Good. Three-point basket. Cliff Warner, he's got six. And the defenders are in front by double digits for the first time, 26-16. Morningside basketball. Out front is Rudine. Rudine gives it up over to Haveman. Haveman with it on the right wing. Haveman with the basketball. Gets it back over to Hamilton. Hamilton, Rudine. Rudine with the basketball. They give it off. Ball taken away. Dort College forces a turnover. Here come the defenders. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it at the top of the key. Looks for someone to pass to. Gives it right corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Dort College, Lindbergh down to the baseline. Double team, back over to Walt. 17-footer, no good. Rebound tapped by Sievers, taken away by Morningside. Joel Haveman with it. He's got the numbers. Gives it off Hamilton, and Hamilton is fouled on the play by Austin Kachi. 8:29 left to play in the first half. Dort College 26, Morningside 16. Two free throws on the way for Hamilton. First one is good. Three for Hamilton. Kachi and Lindbergh are out. Kaiser and Vogel is in. 8:29 left to play in the half. 26-17. Second free throw is up and good by Hamilton. Hamilton is a 75% free throw shooter, and he puts two through. And the defenders lead by eight. With the basketball is Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner goes high post. Sievers. Sievers back over to Cliff. Cliff drops it off for Sievers. Sievers back outside Warner. Warner with the basketball, and we've got a hold called inside on Storm Throne. That's foul number one on Throne. Team foul number five, I believe, on the Mustangs. Mustangs have one more foul to give before Dort College is in the bonus. Throwing it in will be Warner. Warner spins it over the top. Kaiser. Kaiser back to Warner. Warner, step back three. Bang. Three threes for Warner. Dort College leads 29-18. Coach Jim Sykes wants another timeout for the Mustangs. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame. 8:04 left to play in the first half. Dort College 29, Morningside 18. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 29-18, Dort College up by 11. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Rudine will cock and fire a three, and he hits it. Danny Rudine with the three, answering the Dort College three. And the Dort College defenders lead 29-21. 7:40 left to play in the first half. Trevor Walters door for the basketball on the left wing. Do they isolate? No. Instead, go right side Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Vogel. Vogel with the ball. Vogel right back to Warner. Warner tries to touch it back to Vogel. It's taken away by Morningside. Joel Hoffman will drive in. Might have traveled. No call made. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here they come on the transition. Warner with the basketball. Warner at the free throw line. Secondary drive. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's either going to be on Zaz or Throne, I believe. Well, I guessed wrong. It's going to be on Hoveman, number 23, instead of number 22. And Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Warner with three threes in the first half. He'll shoot two. Dort College leading 29-21. First free throw on the way by Warner is up and through. Warner is an 86% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Walt will check out. That's Trevor Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff checks in. Another free throw on the way for Warner, trying for his 11th point, and that one bangs through as well. 31-21, Dort College by 10. Morningside with the basketball. Hoveman with it. He goes right side. They feed it to Hamilton. Hamilton working on Severs. Nothing there. Thrown. Thrown with it at the free throw line. Comes back over to Hoveman. Hoveman will drive in. Nothing there. Hamilton. Hamilton 17-footer. No good. Rebound. Thrown shot is good, and a foul before the on the shot, so he gets it to go, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Dort College's Tyler Walterstorff, his first. Free throw coming here for Storm Throne. He's a 63% free throw shooter. Thrown off of the bench, averaging 9.3 points per game. He's got four this evening. Lindberg and Kachi are both back in. Free throw is up by Throne. Good. Five for Throne. Dort College leads 31-24. Lindberg will bring the basketball up. 6:45 and counting. Kachi goes right side. Kachi, Walterstorff, that's Tyler. Back over to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi catches, fires a three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner back over to Kachi, looking for the backdoor cut. Instead goes Tyler Walterstorff on the wing. Now Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner will drive in, floats it up. Shot no good. Rebound down on the baseline. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. 6:23 left to go in the half. Morningside 31, Dort College 24. Morningside has it. Thrown. Thrown gives it to Hoveman. Hoveman with the basketball. Hoveman goes left side. Over to Rudine. Rudine, Hoveman. Hoveman, Thrown. Thrown with the basketball. He comes right side. Johnson. Back out front. Hamilton. Hamilton. Left side. Drive. Layup. Good. Two-point basket for Tyler Johnson. He's got four. And the defender lead that was 11 is now 5, 31-26. Right side, Kachi. Kachi looking for the two-man game with Vogel. They double him. Vogel underneath Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff off of the glass. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 33-26. Morningside basketball. They'll drive down to the baseline. Rudine. Rudine off of glass. Good. Danny Rudine with 7 points, and the defender lead is 33-28. With it, Warner. Warner right side, Kachi. Kachi on the ball. Austin with the basketball. He'll drive down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back over to Cliff. Cliff with the ball. Back over to Lindberg. Lindberg open three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. Morningside driving. Right side is Rudine. Rudine out front. Thrown to Hamilton. Hamilton lost it on the way up. Picked up by Vogel. And Vogel is fouled on the play by Hamilton. Garth Hamilton whistled for the personal. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. So Vogel with an opportunity to stretch the lead out for the defenders. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. 33-28, Dort College leading. And Vogel will go to the free throw line and shoot a 1-1. Vogel's free throw is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Here they come with a chance to cut into the five-point lead. Morningside basketball, Rudine. Rudine goes down low for Hamilton, working on Vogel. Fade away is up, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College. Defenders into the front court, Warner. Warner on the left side, looking down low. This is Lindbergh out front, back over to Warner. Warner with the ball, lost it momentarily. He'll pick it back up. Comes back over to Lindbergh, and he's shoved from behind by Hamilton. Silly foul that time by Hamilton as Lindbergh had it in front of the Morningside bench. And Garth Hamilton has just picked up his second personal foul. Vogel and Tyler Walterstorff will check out. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 33-28, Dort College by 5. Free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Trying to reestablish a 6 or 7 point lead for the defenders. Free throw by the left-hander is up and through. Lindbergh with 5 points, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He's got another one coming. 4:34 left to go in the half. Second free throw by Lindbergh is up and down. 6 for Lindbergh tonight. Dort College leads 35-28. Here come the Mustangs with the basketball. This is Joel Haveman. Brian Borchers back into the ballgame. Down to the baseline is Rudine. Cut off that time. They get it back out. Take it away by Severs. Gets it away to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Cliff with the basketball. Warner gives it back over to Kachi. Kachi at the point. Comes back left side Warner underneath Severs. Guarded by the backup post player for Morningside, Drew Dow, and Chris Severs. Wheels into the lane for the two-point basket, and the defenders lead by 9, 37-28. That is not a fair fight right now. Drew Dow, a 6'7 sophomore from Spirit Lake, not ready to defend the physical play of Chris Severs. And the defenders back up by 9, 37-28. Joel Haveman across half court, gives it to Borchers. Borchers against Lindbergh, throws it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner as Lindbergh simply held his ground. Into the front court, Warner with a basketball. Warner tests the waters. Floater is no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs, and Warner taking it in just a little bit too deep that time. Storm Throne comes back left side over to Haveman. Haveman, they dump it down low for Throne. Throne working on Severs. Ball tipped out. We've got a foul called on Severs. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. Foul number 1 on Chris Severs. And the Mustangs will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass over the top, controlled by Haveman. Haveman on the left side. Now he brings it back to the point. He's going to spot up, put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh into the front court. Back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving in, left hand, no good. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up, block. Rebound fought for, it's tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside, but it'll be a foul called on Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff whistled for his first. Brian Borchers will shoot free throws. And that is team foul number 6, so that is not bonus time yet. 3:04 left to play in the half. Dort College 37, Morningside 28. Morningside basketball. Haveman takes it up. He goes left side over to Rudine. Rudine to Throne. Throne with a basketball. He comes right side back over to Joel Haveman. Haveman left side Throne. Throne on the wing guarded by Severs to Rudine. Rudine gives up top of the key. Comes back to Borchers. Back, shot on the way, three, no good by Haveman. Dort College with the basketball back, a chance to stretch the lead out again. Here's Kachi. Kachi gives to Warner. Warner with the basketball, loud pass down low, Severs. Will they double him? No. Left-handed hook in the lane is good. Got to double team him. I'm sorry, you can't defend him one-on-one in the post right now. You especially can't do it playing from behind. 39-28 our score, 2:15 left to go. In the half, Morningside basketball. Tyler Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Back over to Throne. Throne gives it up over to Haveman. Hovelman, right side, Rudine. Rudine dumps it back out for Throne. Throne working on Severs. Kick out pass. They give it up Johnson. Johnson will drive in, take it away by the defenders. Here comes Warner. Warner with a basketball. Warner out front. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin with it, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Jordan Vogel gets called for the personal, his second. ...39-28, so the foul called away from the ball, and I did not see it. Shedort College up by 11. Here come the Mustangs. With the basketball is Hobbeman. That's foul number two on Vogel. He's out of the game right now. Looking for the pass down low. Instead, they give it to Zaz. Zaz off of the glass. Good. 39-30. Zaz gets the two-point shot to go. He's got six, and the defenders lead 39-30. Kaiser into the corner. Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath Severs. Severs, Kaiser. Kaiser looking for Warner. Instead goes back to Chris. Chris draws the contact and the foul called down low. 1:12 remaining in the first half. The Dort College defenders leading 39-30. Chris Severs will shoot two. Severs with 6 points so far this evening. He's got three field goals. First free throw by Chris is up and through. Chris has improved his free throw shooting dramatically since the start of the season. Stretches it out back to a 10-point lead at 40-30. Another free throw on the way for Severs. So Chris Severs with a second free throw trying to make an 11-point ball game. Severs eyes it, flies it, kicks it off the heel. No good. 40-30, Dort College by 10. Here comes Morningside with the basketball. Hovelman. Hovelman takes it across half court, guarded by Warner. Hovelman still has the dribble. Two players on the floor for the Mustangs. Rudine with it. They tripped over each other in the lane. Mustangs have it. Thrown. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, and Lindbergh has been a horse on the boards for the defenders here in this half. Dort College with the basketball. 16 seconds in between the difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Warner with it out front. Warner is fouled on the play by Throne, and a silly foul that time by Throne. So Storm Throne comes out, tries to jam the ball handler, and you can jam them, but you cannot displace them. You cannot push them out away from the basket, and that's where he gets called for it. Storm Throne has just picked up his second foul. A little bit too over-aggressive on defending the pick. Cliff Warner misses his first free throw. He's got another one coming. He's got 11. He's 2-for-3 from the free throw line this evening. For Dort College this evening, free throws, they are 9-for-13, so not a bad percentage. Second free throw by Warner is up, and that one skims through. 12 points for Warner. Dort College leads 41-30. 36 seconds on the game clock, 35 on the shot clock. Mustang basketball, they will throw it in. With it is Kevin Zaz. Zaz gives it back over to Hovelman. Hovelman will take it up, guarded there by T.J. Malone. Dort College does not have a foul to give. Morningside with the basketball. They give it off to Hovelman. Hovelman, left side, Rudine. Rudine, Hovelman, 17 to shoot. 15 now. Comes back to Tyler Johnson. Johnson to Hovelman. Hovelman guarded there by TJ. 9 to shoot. Puts the ball on the floor. Back it comes Johnson. Johnson back over to Zaz. Zaz to Johnson. They close out on him. 3 is no good, and that's the end of the half. And again, Brian Borchers ends up on the floor. So the shot missed. That's the end of the first half. Dort College 41, Morningside 30. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR. KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders leading 41-30 at halftime over the Morningside Mustangs. The Dort College Defenders leading by as many as 11 earlier in the ballgame. That was at 29-18. Morningside managed to cut the difference down to 31-26 at one point. And again, it was a five-point difference at 33-28. 6 points in a row pushed the difference back up to 11 at 39-28. Nord College leads at halftime 41-30. Nord College led unofficially by Cliff Warner's 12 points in the first half, while the Mustangs are topped by Danny Rudine's 7 points in the first half of play. Nord College leads 41-30. At halftime, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Nearing halftime, Mount Marty leads Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace, 39-35, in the only other men's GPAC basketball game happening this evening. Back with a look at the numbers from the first half of play. Dort College and Morningside right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders leading 41-30 at halftime. Morningside 13 of 35 from the floor, 37.1%, 1 for 10 on three-pointers, 10%, 3 for 3 on free throws, 100%. Dort College 14 of 29 from the deck, 48.3%, 3 for 6 on three-pointers, 50%. 10 for 13 from the free throw line for 76.9%. Rebounds, Dort College is out. Rebounded Morningside 22-15. Turnovers, Dort College with 8. Morningside with 7. Cliff Warner leads Dort College with 12 points. 8 for Jordan Vogel on 4 of 5 shooting. Chris Sievers had 7 on 3 of 3 shooting. 6 for Kyle Lindberg, 4 for Trevor Waltersdorf, 2 each for Tyler Waltersdorf and Austin Kachi. Danny Rudine has 7 points for the Mustangs, 6 for Kevin Zaz, 5 for Storm Throne, 4 for Tyler Johnson and Garth Hamilton, and 2 for Drew Dow. Dort College led in rebounding by Kyle Lindberg with 10. Cliff Warner has 4. Jordan Vogel has 3. Morningside, Storm Throne has 5 rebounds, 3 for Danny Rudine. Cliff Warner credited with 2 assists, 4 other players have 1 assist each. 3 block shots by the defenders, 1 by Lindberg, 1 by Vogel, 1 by Sievers. 2 steals for Kyle Lindberg, 2 for Chris Sievers. Morningside has 3 different players with 1 steal each, and they have 2 different players with 1 assist. 41-30, Dort College by 11 at halftime. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders leading Morningside at halftime, 41-30. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Englund Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at BorenSons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Earlier this evening, it was Morningside getting a win over the Dort College Defenders in women's basketball, 66-46. Dort College was topped in that loss by Danelle Bones, 15 points. She had 5 three-point baskets. Brianna Sprock had 10 points. Morningside was topped by Leanne Osten with 17, and Chelsea Trask had 10. 41-30, our score, Dort College by 11 in this men's college basketball game. One other GPAC men's game going on at halftime. Mount Marty leads Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace 39-35. Mount Marty victorious over Mount Marty victorious over Dakota Wesleyan in women's play earlier tonight, 74-56. Mount Marty's women improved to 3-3 in the conference. Here's how the women's conference standings look after play tonight. Concordia, Briarcliff, and Morningside are all 5-1. Hastings and Northwestern are 4-2. Doan and Mount Marty are 3-3. York College 2-5. Dakota Wesleyan 1-5. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-4. Midland is 0-6. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. 41-30 our score. Dort College leading by 11 at halftime. Morningside will have the first possession of the second half when we get started in about 5 minutes. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Saturday we'll be back on the air with a men's basketball game from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City on the campus of Briarcliff University. It's a 4 o'clock start time for the men. The women will not be playing on Saturday afternoon. They will be playing on January 2, so our next broadcast Saturday afternoon, pregame show at about 3:50, and opening tip at 4 o'clock. Well, I had wondered if the student body would hang around as testing is completed tomorrow. Got a couple of test sessions, but a lot of students are finished as of today, and the answer came through loud and clear. They wanted to stay and take in this basketball game. And they are back in full force, and the DeWitt, about as full as I've seen it in the past 10 years for this game with Morningside this evening. So once again, kudos to the Dort College student section. Very involved through the first half, and hopefully they have something good to cheer about by the time this game is over. Dort College leads 41-30 at halftime. Let's take another break. Second half action up next.
May the wonder of that first Christmas, the joy of God's abundant blessings, and the peace of Jesus' presence be with you always. Wishing you every blessing as we celebrate the birth of Jesus the Lord. Thank you to all those who have allowed us to serve them this year. From Rod, Gary, and Daryl at Moget Car Care and Body Shop.
Put another 20 minutes up on the clock, and we are set for basketball. 41-30, our score. Dort College up. Morningside has the ball. With it is Trent Miller. Miller goes over to Zaz. Zaz looking down low for Rudine. Rudine back out front. It comes Miller. Miller into the corner. Hamilton. Hamilton, Miller. Miller, Rudine. Rudine, Hamilton. Hamilton bounce pass down low. Borchers puts it up off the glass. Too strong, no good. Another rebound for Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Warner. Warner with the basketball, and Borchers has had a very difficult time getting things going this evening on the interior. Lindbergh has given him fits. Waltersdorf reverses, left side Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh will spot up, casts up the three, no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs, and we've got a foul in the backcourt called on Austin Kachi. Kachi picks up number two. 19-17 remaining in the ballgame. 41-30, Dort College by 11. Morningside has the ball back. Brian Borchers will inbound. He gets it inbounded to Trent Miller. Here come the Mustangs. Comes out front to Borchers. Borchers, Hamilton. Hamilton, right side, Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller, Rudine. Rudine, kick out pass back over to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Back to Rudine. Jumper, corner, no good. Rebound taken away by Miller. Miller lay-in good. Trent Miller with the putback. Dort College leads 41-32. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh, bounce pass, backdoor cut. Walt off the glass, good. Trevor Walterstorff with 6 points. Stuart College leads 43-32. Here comes Miller back the other way. Nearly lost it, picks it up, passes Rudine. Rudine drives in, blocked by Lindbergh, saved in by the defenders. Vogel with it, ahead to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers right now. Now the secondary break, dumps it underneath, intended for Walterstorff. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball. Trent Miller will bring it up. So Miller will take it across the timeline. Miller on the left wing, looking down low for Hamilton. Dumps it for Hamilton. Hamilton working on Vogel. Vogel blocks it. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Head to Lindbergh. Lindbergh across half court. Into the corner, Walt. Walt with the basketball, reverses Kachi. Kachi, ball fake, drives the lane, puts it up. And we've got a charging foul called on Hamilton. And I'm not sure Hamilton was outside of the charge ring. So Austin Kachi has just picked up his third. Sean Kaiser will check into the ballgame. I'm not so certain that Hamilton was outside that half-moon arc underneath the basket where he can't draw a charge in. But the officials call the charge on Austin Kachi. Here comes Morningside. Ball taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Three-on-three break. Walterstorff in transition. Layup good. Trevor Walterstorff with a two-point basket. He's got eight. Defenders lead 45-32. Blocked by Vogel, but a foul on the other end. Foul called on Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff whistled for his second. Free throws on the way for Zaz. Zaz, a 72% free throw shooter. First free throw is good. He's got seven. .17-23 left to go in the game. Dort College by a dozen. Second free throw by Zaz is up and down. So Morningside is a perfect 5-for-5 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 45-34. Warner will bring it up against the defense by Miller. Left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff will drive, puts it up, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Throne. Here comes Morningside trying to return and get it back to single digits. Miller with the basketball in between the circles. Trent Miller working against Warner. They hedge on the screen. They dump it down low. Off of the glass is good for Hamilton. Hamilton with six. Dort College leads 45-36. It's a nine-point ball game. Back-to-back point. Back-to-back points. And now a timeout on the floor after Cliff Warner knocks down the bucket. Dort College is back in front 47-36. Morningside scored on a pair of free throws. They got a pick-and-roll play to Hamilton for 4 points in a row. Dort College answers with a Cliff Warner bucket to make it 47-36, and now there's a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College, their first of the ballgame. Back with more after this. Morningside basketball after the Dort College timeout, and Morningside throws it away. Dort College basketball on the turnover. So Dort College gets it back, leading by 11. They've led by as many as 13. Bringing the basketball up will be Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner. He'll bring it into the front court now. They look for Warner. Warner has it on the wing. Bounce pass down low to Vogel. Vogel reverses it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot no good, but a foul on the return by Throne. Storm Throne whistled for the personal, and the Dort College defenders an opportunity to finish inside, unable to do so. Now they'll inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 16:15 remaining, ball game. Warner to throw it in, gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff breaks the ankles, gives it off to Lindbergh. And Lindbergh is called for a charge. Wow. Couple head scratchers here in the second half. Morningside brings the basketball back the other way. Storm thrown with the basketball. He goes left side back over to Miller. Miller gives it up Zaz. Zaz looking down low. Ball tipped by Lindbergh. And Lindbergh's going to be called for a foul. And that's number 3 on Lindbergh. So Kyle has just picked up his 3rd. Tyler Waltersdorf will check out into the ball game. The officials for tonight's contest as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Justin Engels, Jeremy Grady, and Jim Johnston. 15:48 left to play in the contest. Down to the baseline. Baseline jumper is good for Rudine. Rudine with 9, and the defenders lead 47-38. Back we go the other way. Tyler Waltersdorf with it out front. Waltersdorf, Kaiser, Kaiser, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Walt. Tyler, Trevor to Tyler. Tyler to Cliff. Cliff, 3. And he's banged down to the floor by Trent Miller. Miller picks up his 3rd. Cliff will go to the free throw line to shoot a trio. He hit the ball, hit the floor pretty hard that time. Picks himself up. Trent Miller has just picked up his 3rd foul. So 3 free throws coming here for Cliff Warner. First one is up and good. Warner 3-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. 15 points. Defenders lead by 10 again. Another free throw by Cliff. Rattles it. Good. And Warner with his 3rd on the way. 15:26 left to go in the game. Dort College trying to make it a dozen-point lead, and they do so. 50-38, Dort College by 3. 17 for Warner. Dort College leads by a dozen. 15:19 left to play in regulation. Thrown gives it off to Hamilton. Hamilton, Johnson. Johnson misses everything. Ball's deflected out. Thrown comes up with it, and Thrown gets the bucket. Thrown ends up with his 6th and 7th points on the busted play. Defenders lead 50-40. Sometimes an air ball rebound, the most difficult to get. Severs gives it off Warner. Warner, Kaiser. Kaiser with the left hand. Layup good. Sean with his 1st bucket tonight. Dort College leads 52-40. Into the front court with the basketball is Miller. Miller gives it off to Johnson. Johnson down low Hamilton. Hamilton, Rudine. Rudine, layup good. Rudine with the 2-point basket. He's got 11, and the defenders lead by 10, 52-42. Timeout on the floor, charged to Morningside. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Timeout charged to Morningside. Back with more after this.
At this wondrous time of year, may you rejoice and be filled with the great news of the birth of our Savior. May your heart be opened wide to take in all the joys of this season, and may God's goodness and His loving presence remain with you throughout the coming year. Happy holidays from Berhoof Automotive.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 52-42, Dort College with a 10-point lead in the basketball. 14.5 and counting. With it is Warner. Warner, Kaiser, Kaiser, back left side, Waltersdorf. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor, little room to work. Nothing there. Back over to Cliff. Cliff out front, underneath Severs. Severs puts it up against Throne. Good. 2-point basket. Chris Severs, he's got 9, and the defenders lead 54-42. Into the front court with the basketball is Hoveman. Hoveman with the ball. Hoveman on the right wing, picks up his dribble, looks, gets it down low for Throne. Throne blocked from behind by Tyler Waltersdorf. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Warner into the front court. Here come the defenders. No look pass down low. Severs. Severs muscles it up. Good. Go get him, big fella. He's got 11. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame, 56-42. 13:40 remaining in the contest. Morningside with a basketball out front. This is Rudine. Pull-up jumper, and he single-handedly is keeping his team in it right now. 13 for Rudine. Dort College leads 56-44. Left side pass, Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf over to Trevor. Trevor with a basketball. Double team. Gets it over to Tyler. Tyler down to the baseline. Tyler shot. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Storm Throne. That's four on him. 13-17 remaining. Tyler Walthersdorf will shoot a pair of free throws. So Tyler to shoot two. Dort College leading by a dozen. Jordan Vogel waiting at the scorer's table to check in along with Drew Dow. Free throw by Tyler is up and good. Tyler Walt with three. Trevor Walthersdorf checks out of the ballgame. 57-44, Dort College with a Baker's dozen lead. Morningside sends Dow back into the game. Hamilton is also on the floor. Second free throw by Tyler is up, no good. Rebound, out of bounds, last touch by Dow. And they're going to give the ball to Morningside. 13:08 left to play in the game, and Morningside gets the possession after the ball was clearly knocked out of bounds by Dow for Morningside. Dow with the basketball out front, comes back over to Hamilton. Hamilton to Johnson. Johnson goes right side over to Hoveman. Hoveman drives the lane, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound Dow. Dow puts it up, count the hoop. And he's fouled on the play. So the foul called on Tyler Walthersdorf. For this being a big game, it has not been well called at either end of the floor. Free throw by Dow, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Warner with the ball. Warner comes right side over to Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Severs. Severs, Warner. Warner off the bounce, 15-footer, left it short, no good. Fight for the basketball, it's down on the floor, picked up by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball, bringing it up is Hoveman. Hoveman with the ball across the timeline. Hoveman will still keep the dribble, he gives it to Rudine. Rudine puts it up and he's fouled on the play by Severs. So the foul called on Severs is number two on him. Austin Kachi will check into the ballgame. Sean Kaiser will check out. Another free throw on the way for Rudine. Rudine misses the first one. He's got another one coming. Trying to make it a 10-point game and rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. So Dort College not out anything. Warner with the ball. Passes right side, Kachi. Kachi out front, Severs. Severs with the basketball. Bounces it down low, Vogel. Vogel rips it up, shot no good. Tapped by Vogel, no good. Rebound taken away by Hamilton. Here comes Morningside. Morningside with a chance to cut the lead to single digits again. Exasperating. Absolutely exasperating. Hoveman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul's going to go on Cliff Warner, will be his first. 11 points, the advantage for the defenders right now. And two free throws on the way for Hoveman. First one is good. He's an 87% free throw shooter. Chris Severs will check out of the ballgame. Another free throw on the way. 11:49 left to go in regulation. That one's up. Rims it. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. It's still a 10-point game. 57-47. Need a bucket on one of these possessions. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi lay in good on the backdoor cut. He's got four. The assist to Lindbergh. Dort College leads by a dozen. Tyler Johnson, beg your pardon, Joel Hoveman with the basketball. Looking for Johnson down low. They come out to the elbow, working against Tyler Walthersdorf. His layup good. Tyler Johnson with 6 points. Dort College leads 59-49. 11:17 left to play in the game. Right side pass, Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi will put it on the floor. Nothing there. Back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball off the bounce. Bounce pass down low, Vogel. Vogel, hook shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Three ball on the way. Warner, no good. Rebound tapped out. Lindbergh comes up with it. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh into the corner. Three by Tyler Walt, no good. Rebound Vogel. Vogel muscles it up. Good. Two-point basket, Jordan Vogel. 10 for Vogel. Here comes Morningside. Morningside back the other way. This is Hobbeman. Hobbeman into the lane. Back over to Dow. Dow misses everything. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College with a 12-point lead. 61-49 our score. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with a basketball. Warner gives it up over to Kaiser. To Kachi. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel shot in the lane. No good, but a foul on the play. Called on Hamilton. Garth Hamilton whistled for the personal. Two free throws on the way for Jordan Vogel. 10 for Vogel. 10-17 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College up by 12. They led by 11 at halftime. So the free throw's on the way for Vogel as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by the junior from Rock Valley is good. He's got 11. Another free throw on the way. Tyler Walt checks out of the ballgame. That's Tyler Waltersdorf. Original starting five on the floor for the defenders right now. So Jordan Vogel with a free throw on the way, trying to stretch it back to 14, and he does so. Vogel 2 for 3 from the free throw line. He's got 12, and the defenders lead 61-49. Vogel checks out. Severs is in. 10-17 remaining ballgame. Here comes Morningside with the basketball. Joel Hobbeman will bring it up. Hobbeman with it out front. Hobbeman gives it up. Rudine, open three, missed it, no good. Rebound Borchers. Borchers throws himself into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College. Waltersdorf, no look pass over to Kachi. Kachi short arms the layup. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Morningside in transition. Here's Hobbeman out front. Hobbeman back over to Rudine. Rudine another three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Severs and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Hamilton. So Garth Hamilton has just picked up his fourth, I believe. Storm Throne will check into the ballgame. ...63-49... Dort College by 14. Lindbergh with the basketball. He gets it away to Warner, and Warner will bring it up. Warner takes it across half court. Warner on the right side. Ball deflected. Still loose. Picked up by Lindbergh, and he's hacked on the arm. Kevin Zaz whistled for the personal. It's foul number one on him. Team foul number six. 9:29 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College by 14. Cliff Warner to inbound the basketball on the sideline. Fresh 35 for Dort College to work with here. 63-49, Dort College leading. Lindbergh with the basketball. He gets it away to Warner. Warner will set the offense. Double team momentarily. Tries to bounce pass it in to Severs, and we've got a kick called on Morningside. 9:22 left to play in the half, in the ballgame. Dort College 63, Morningside 14. 49, a 14-point difference. It has been a long week already, folks. 9:22 remaining. Inbounding is Warner. Gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh has the dribble. Picks it up. Now passes over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi with it on the right wing. Bounce pass down low. Severs working on throwing with four fouls. Here's Lindbergh. Puts it on the deck into the lane. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Warner off the dribble now. Double teamed. Gets it back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back to Warner. 5 to shoot. He'll try to put it up off the bounce, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders, or pardon me, by the Mustangs with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Warner to throw the ball in. They get it into Severs. Severs to Warner. Warner to Severs. Severs 17-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Mustangs off and running. Zaz. Zaz, step back three, good. A 3-point basket by Kevin Zaz, and just like that, it's back to 11 at 63-52. Lindbergh, left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball, back to Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. They go down low for Severs. Severs wheeling his way in against Throne. Off of the glass, good. Chris Severs with 13 points, and the defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 8:24 remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in 1 minute. .24 left in regulation. Dort College by Baker's dozen, 65-52 over the Morningside Mustangs. Dort College has outscored Morningside 24-22 in the second half. Driving baseline, Morningside, they get it over to Zaz. Zaz leaves the jumper short. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Warner into the front court. Warner drives, gets around his man, lays it up, and he's fouled on the play. Who's it going to go on? Danny Rudin whistled for the personal. One and one opportunity coming here for Cliff Warner. Funny how basketball works. Moments ago, the foul difference was 8-3. Suddenly, it's back to about even with four straight fouls called on Morningside. Cliff Warner with 18. 66-52, Dort College by 14. Well, Cliff breaking out of a slump. Started a week ago. Scoring the basketball, drawing some fouls. He's got 18 as he misses the second free throw. Here comes Morningside and Trent Miller. Miller with the basketball, nearly loses the dribble. Backdoor pass intended for Zaz. It's down on the floor, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. 7:55 left to play in the game. Dort College 66, Morningside 52. Throwing the ball in will be Denny Rudin. Rudin gets the ball inbounded to Miller. Miller into the lane. Johnson, Johnson, Zaz, Zaz, three, good. Kevin Zaz with 14, and it's a 66-55 game again. 7:40 remaining, ball game. Warner, right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin picks it up, passes right side, Vogel. Vogel over the top, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gives down low, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi back over to Vogel. Vogel reverses Warner. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Warner off the bounce, his shot, good. 20 for Warner. Dort College leads 68-55. Quickly back the other way. With it is Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson to Zaz. Zaz with it. Back to Johnson. Johnson to Zaz. Zaz right side, Rudin. Rudin with the basketball. Rudin gives it up, Zaz. Three on the way. Johnson, good. Tyler Johnson. Tough, pretty good defense played that time. Dort College surrenders the three-point shot. 6:49 left to go. Dort College by 10. Left side pass, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi with it, back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, Vogel. Vogel out front, back over to Warner. Warner will put it on the floor, down to the baseline. Drops it off, intended for Severs, taken away by Morningside. Morningside coming back the other way. Layup is up and good. Two-point basket for Trent Miller. He's got six, and the defender lead is 8-68-60. 6:20 left to play in the game. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives to Severs. Severs working on Throne. Gets it back out front, Vogel. Vogel looking for Severs, and we've got a foul on the play called on Throne. Storm Throne has just fouled out of the ballgame with 7 points. 6:06 remaining. So Vogel will go to the, Severs will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Dort College leading 68-60. So 1-1 for Severs, 13 points for Severs. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Soft touch by Severs. He's got 14. Another free throw on the way. Trying to reestablish a 10-point lead. 6:06 remaining in the ballgame. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 70-60. Severs makes both free throws. He's got 15. And we've got a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College 70, Morningside 60. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Defenders lead by 10. Johnson, another three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Chris Severs rebounded the ball well tonight, shooting free throws well. Dort College, one and done. Here come the defenders now on offense. Walterstorff on the wing, looking down low, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, backing down, and not playing any defense that time was Tyler Johnson, and Lindbergh just went in basically unimpeded. Dort College may want to go back to that matchup again, their next possession. 72-60, our score. Shot on the way, off the heel, no good. Another rebound sucked down by Severs. So Severs vacuums another one up. Dort College leading 72-60. Warner with the basketball. Warner out front, picks up his dribble. They go to Lindbergh again. This time Johnson trying to match up with him. Lindbergh faces up, backs him down again. And Johnson can't hold him out. Commits the foul, and Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot. And a timeout on the floor charged to Morningside. 5:05 left to play in the game. Morningside will use a timeout. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Well, Tyler Johnson unable to hold Kyle Lindbergh out on that last possession. Lindbergh just backed his way down. Now he's shooting a one-and-one. The left-hander's free throw, left it short, it skims through. Lindbergh with another free throw on the way. He's got 9 points, and it's a Baker's dozen lead again for the defenders. But they haven't been able to shake the Mustangs entirely tonight. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. 5:05 left in regulation. This one bangs in as well. 10 points for Lindbergh. And the defenders lead 74-60. Morningside basketball, Johnson. Johnson comes over to Zaz, guarded by Kaiser. Zaz backs out, tries to pass it off. Tipped by Lindbergh. Here comes Rudine. Rudine slips and falls. Rudine tripped up on the play by Kyle Lindbergh. That's number 4 on Lindbergh. And Lindbergh will pick up number 4. Lindbergh gambled for the steal. Jordan Vogel will check in. Lindbergh will check out. And in so doing, Lindbergh ended up getting out of position. It's great if you can get that steal, but put your teammates and yourself in a pretty bad spot if you don't get that steal. Rudine, the 1-1, and he makes it. Rudine with 14 points. He's got another one coming. Baker's dozen lead for the defenders right now, 74-61, 4:47 left to go in the game. This one's not over by any stretch, guys. Another free throw on the way, and it's a dozen-point lead, 74-62. Morningside comes in averaging 82.5 points per game. Tyler Walt will bring the ball into the front court. Walterstorff over to Vogel. Vogel, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser, left side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff has it on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Gives it off to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner over to Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler with the basketball out front. Back over to Warner. Warner down low. Severs working against Hamilton. Severs too strong with the hook shot. No good, but a foul on the rebound called on the defenders and Tyler Walterstorff. And now Morningside has a chance to cut the lead down with the clock stopped. .421 left to play in the game. Dort College 74, Morningside 62. Garth Hamilton. A two-shot foul situation here as both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Austin Kochi will check back into the game. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's the broker. Dort College leads 74-63 as the first free throw by Hamilton goes through. Hamilton with 7 points. Another free throw on the way, 4:21 remaining. This one's up and good as well, so Hamilton makes them both. Timeout situation, Dort College has three remaining. Morningside has two. It's a 10-point ball game. Long pass into the front court, Vogel. Vogel on the wing. He'll pick it up, hand it back over to Warner. Dort College will work it. They give it to Severs. Severs brings the house down. Severs drops the hammer, 17 for Chris, and the defenders lead 76-64. Poe elevated on that one down low, dropping the hammer. Pass goes left side with it as Johnson. Johnson out front, his pass deflected, picked up by Hamilton. Hamilton trying to back his way in against Severs, and now he's going to be called for a hold. Chris Severs picks up foul number three in the process. Two free throws on the way for Garth Hamilton. 3:48 left to go in the game. Dort College by a dozen. I'm glad the defenders have that cushion to work with here. Free throw on the way for Hamilton is up and good. Nine for Hamilton. And the defender lead is 76-65. Another free throw on the way. So Hamilton, a senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, rattles that one in. 10 points for Hamilton. Defenders lead 76-66. 3:48 left to play in the contest. Austin Kachi will bring it up. Kachi with it. Picks up his dribble. Goes over to Tyler Waltersdorf. 23 to shoot. Tyler down to the baseline. Back over to Vogel. Reverses to Warner. Warner with it out front. Back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Underneath it goes Vogel. Vogel is fouled on the play, and that's going to go on Tyler Johnson. And I believe Johnson has just picked up his third. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Offensively, sometimes it just comes down to exploiting a matchup. That time Johnson giving away about 3 or 4 inches to Vogel. Hamilton occupied with guarding Severs right now. First free throw by Vogel is up and through. 13 for Vogel. Trevor Waltersdorf in for Tyler Waltersdorf. Right. 77-66. Second free throw by Vogel is up and good. 78-66. Dort College by a dozen. With a basketball, Morningside. They give it off to Zaz. Zaz off the dribble. He's going to pull it up. He gets it back outside Miller. Miller with a basketball. Ball deflected out by Vogel. Vogel racing the other way. Sidesteps the defender. Lays it up. Good. Vogel with the steal and the lay-in. 16 for Vogues. And the Dort College defenders have opened up a 14-point lead, 80-66. Morningside with a basketball. Rudine to Hamilton on the high post. Hamilton trying to back his way down. Gives it off to Zaz. Zaz layup good. Kevin Zaz with a 2-point basket. He's got 16, but the defenders lead 80-68. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Morningside. 80-68. Dort College by a dozen. 2:50 left to go in the game. Dort College basketball. Morningside at some point probably has to go to a pressure defense. Trevor Waltersdorf checks back into the ballgame. You've got Waltersdorf, Kachi, Warner, and Chris Severs on the floor. They get it inbounded. Waltersdorf with it in the backcourt, guarded by Rudine. Waltersdorf will bring it up, and he gets it across the timeline. Warner with it now. Dort College will take time off of the clock. Pass goes to Vogel. Vogel on the left wing. Well out on the floor. Takes one dribble. Used it up. Now back over to Walt. Walt to Severs. Severs has it stripped. Here comes Morningside. Morningside coming back the other way. Miller with the basketball back to Rudine. Rudine will drive in, and he's fouled on the play. 2:21 left to play in the game. Fouls called on Trevor Waltersdorf. Dort College did not get much time taken off of the clock on that possession, and now Morningside with an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Rudine's first free throw is good. Morningside has shot their free throws pretty well tonight. Danny Rudine now 3 for 5. He's the only player to miss multiple free throws for Morningside. And another free throw for Rudine. Rudine single-handedly keeping his team in the ballgame for much of the second half. And it's a 10-point game again, 80-70, with 2:17 left to play in the game. Trevor Waltersdorf gives it away to Warner. Warner with the basketball guarded by Miller. Lobs it down low for Severs. Severs back out front, Vogel. Vogel intended for Walthersdorf, taken back by Morningside. Here come the Mustangs. They get it. Shot is up and good. Rudine with a two-point basket, and it's an eight-point game, 80-72. 1:54 remaining. Vogel with the basketball. Gives it away to Walthersdorf. Dort College takes care of the basketball. It should be in good shape, but it's an eight-point ball game now. Walthersdorf with it. Comes back over to Vogel. Vogel back over to Trevor. 1:38 left to play. Walthersdorf in the lane. Back outside Warner. Dort College has three timeouts left. They get it underneath Severs. Doubled down on. Severs off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for. And it's taken down by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. They get it ahead. Left side. Over to Miller. Miller to Rudine. Rudine off the glass, good. Danny Rudine with a two-point basket. Dort College leads by six. 1:11 left to go in the game. 80-76. Morningside making a game of it. They have scored 10 unanswered. Beg your pardon, 80-74. Don't mean to give you heart failure out there. An eight-point run right now by the Mustangs. It was 80-66 not that long ago. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. 1:11 left to go in regulation. Dort College by six. Dort College does have the basketball. So Morningside hanging around and giving themselves a chance here at the end. But the defenders with a six-point lead. Taking a look at the last time Dort College scored was the 3:10 mark. Morningside has not led in this contest. So Dort College will be inbounding up by six. The original starting five on the floor for the defenders right now. 35 seconds on the shot clock. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kyle Lindberg will inbound. Dort College with two timeouts remaining. They can use them to save the possessions. Lindberg will inbound the basketball. He gets it into Kachi. Kachi working against Zaz. Here comes Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. He dribbles it up against the pressure by Johnson. 1 minute left to go in the game. Warner with the ball. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with it. Lindberg on the wing. Isolation against Johnson. Out front, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi down to the corner. His jumper is too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt is fouled on the play by Rudine. So Walthersdorf with a couple of free throws coming. Foul number three on Rudine. And Trevor Walthersdorf can make it a three-possession ball game. So two free throws on the way by Walt. First one's off the heel, no good. This one's not over. Got to make a bucket. Not, this one's a big one right here. Make it a seven-point game again. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. That makes it a seven-point game. 81-74, Dort College by seven. Morningside basketball. Danny Rudine out front. His three rims it. No good. Rebound Vogue. Vogue gives it off to Warner. 37 seconds left to play in the game. Warner with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play. Cliff will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And he could basically make it academic at this point. 33.2 seconds left. Dort College leading 81-74. Warner with 20 tonight. Danny Rudine with game honors right now, 21. Free throws on the way for Warner. First one is up and good. Splashes that one through. Cliff Warner, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way, trying to make it a 9-point game. And does so. 83-74, Warner makes them both. Morningside with the basketball. This is Rudine. Rudine to Zaz. Zaz stripped by Walthersdorf, throws it away. Dort College basketball. Kachi with the basketball. He'll bring it up, and he's fouled in the backcourt by Rudine. And Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Kachi quiet offensively tonight. 4 points. 23.6 seconds left. Looks like Dort College is going to survive Morningside this evening. First free throw is up and good for Kachi. He's got five. Another free throw on the way, trying to make it an 11-point game is Kachi. And Kachi's free throw is up and through. 6 points for Kachi. 85-74, Dort College by 11. And the Mustangs will bring it up. Danny Rudine. Rudine with 21 points so far. He's going to try to go off the dribble. Ball's down on the floor. Walthersdorf fighting with Zaz for it. Here's Lindbergh in the backcourt. And that's going to do it. Lindbergh with the steal, and the Dort College defenders are going to win by 11. 85-74, the final score. The Dort College defenders head to Briarcliff on Saturday with a 15-0 overall mark, 7-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 85-74, the final score. Back with more after this. This is Dort. Dort College defeats Morningside in men's basketball action this evening, 85-74. One other GPAC men's game going on right now, 19 seconds remaining. Mount Marty leads Dakota Wesleyan. That's the report, 69-68. That's the only other GPAC basketball game going on this evening. Dort College led start to finish in this one, had their first double-digit lead of the ball game at 26-16, led at halftime 41-30. Pushed the lead up to as many as 14 at one point. That was at 56-42. They led 80-66 as well. Late in the ball game, Morningside scored 8 unanswered to make it 80-74. Dort College closes with 5 in a row, and they win by a final score of 85-74. 85-74, our score. The Dort College defenders get the 11-point victory. Dort College now 15-0, 7-0 in the conference. Morningside 6-5 overall, 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort College wins by 11, force a split, head to Briarcliff undefeated, trying to close out the first semester of the basketball season, if you will. With a win in Sioux City, they'll go back on the road after playing three straight games at home. So Dort College will have to get the traveling shoes back on, but it won't be far to go as they try to close out the first semester, or they will close out the first semester. They'll try to do it with a win on Saturday. Statistics look like this. Morningside 28 of 65 from the floor, 43.1%, 4 for 19 on threes, 21.1%, 14 for 18 on free throws, 77.8%. Morningside had 12 turnovers and 29 rebounds. Dort College, by comparison, 41 rebounds and 14 turnovers. Dort College, 27 of 55 from the floor, 49.1%, 3 for 9 on threes, 33.3%, 28 of 34 on free throws, 82.4%. Morningside was led in scoring by Danny Rudine's 21 points. He was 8 for 16 from the floor. Kevin Zaz, 16 points, 6 for 10 from the deck. Garth Hamilton had 10 points, 9 for Tyler Johnson, 7 for Storm Throne, 6 for Trent Miller, 4 for Drew Dow, and 1 for Joel Haveman for their total of 74 points. For Dort College, they were led by Cliff Warner with 22 points. Chris Severs had 17. Warner was 5 of 11 from the floor, 3 for 5 on threes, 9 of 11 on free throws. Severs, 17 points, 7 of 10 from the floor, 3 for 4 on free throws. Jordan Vogel, 16 points. Kyle Lindbergh had 10. Trevor Walthersdorf, 9. Austin Kachi, 6. 3 for Tyler Walthersdorf, 2 for Sean Kaiser. Kyle Lindbergh, 16 rebounds tonight. 8 for Jordan Vogel, 5 for Cliff Warner, 4 for Chris Severs, 3 for Trevor Walthersdorf, 2 for Sean Kaiser. For the Morningside Mustangs, 7 for Storm Throne, 5 for Trent Miller, 4 for Danny Rudine, 3 for Garth Hamilton, two for Joel Hoveman and Tyler Johnson, and two for Brian Borchers in 15 minutes of play. Trent Miller had five assists. Three steals for Tyler Johnson. For Dort College, Cliff Warner, five assists. Kyle Lindberg, three assists, two blocks, and three steals. Jordan Vogel, one assist, two blocks, and two steals. Dort College able to control most of the minutes for their team, except you've got Cliff Warner playing 38 tonight. You'll have to get a little rest before the weekend when Dort College goes to Briar Cliff in Sioux City. 85-74, our score. Dort College wins by 11. Waiting for Ross Dalma to make his way out of the locker room. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. GPAC scores from tonight. Dort College over Morningside in men's play, 85-74. Mount Marty, 70. Dakota Wesleyan, 68. Dort College now two games clear of their nearest competitor right now in the loss column. Morningside, Northwestern, and Mount Marty are all 4-2. Briarcliff and Midland are 3-3. Doan, Hastings, and Concordia are 2-4. Dakota Wesleyan slips to 1-5. Nebraska Wesleyan is 1-4. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig, broker. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me now, and Coach, taking a look at the statistics and your post players came to play this evening. It looked like both offensively and defensively, and that really triggered you to a lead in a game where you felt like probably for 39 out of 40 minutes you were really in control of it.
I thought Chris and Jordan did a great job of really asserting themselves, getting good position, and I thought our other guys did a good job of feeding. I thought they put entry passes where they needed to be. They put Chris and Jordan in positions where they could go and score. I thought it was obviously helpful to have Cliff hit some shots early and stretch the defense out a little bit there. You know, just a really solid team effort. And one of the things we talked about Tuesday after Monday's win is that we don't know who, you know, will have the opportunity to step up. And right now we just have guys who are taking advantage of some different opportunities that are presenting themselves. And tonight Chris and Jordan were a real force for us in the block. And Cliff's knocked down some, you know, pretty big shots throughout. And Kyle Lindberg was just, you know, obviously outstanding on the boards with, 16 rebounds. That's pulling a few down.
He had 10 in the first half. He ends up with 16. And Chris Severs, I don't remember what his total was, but he ended up
four. Yep.
They seemed like they were big ones.
They were in the second half, like you said. They were big ones, and they were timely in that regard. So it was good. It was good to get a team win like this. I thought Morningside's an outstanding team, and they didn't have any quit in them, and just a good way to, you know, finish off the Christmas, you know, pre-Christmas portion at home here.
Right, at home, and obviously you've got that Briarcliff game looming on Saturday, and we aren't going to look past that yet.
No.
Free throw shooting, 28 for 34. Your guys have really improved that. Chris Severs, 3 for 4. I look at Kyle Lindberg, 6 for 6 tonight. Sometimes people think in practice all you do is show up, run a few plays, and away you go. But there is a method to these things, and free throw shooting is part of it.
It is, Mike. You're right. And to these guys' credit, they also spend a lot of time outside of practice too. I mean, the game means a little bit to these guys. Means quite a bit to these fellas. They enjoy playing together. They work out together when we're outside of practice. It's been enjoyable thus far, in that we're able to practice hard, hour, 15 minutes, hour and a half, because I know that later on after it's over, they're going to be back in the gym yet, and you got to account for that because there's six, seven, eight of these guys who are just in here, you know, all the time. And they're probably going to enjoy the fact that by noon tomorrow, exams are over, and they'll get a little more time. But they're just a lot of fun to be around. They're a lot of fun to coach, and we got to finish out the the pre-Christmas schedule on Saturday at the Cliff.
Defensive effort on Brian Borchers. He came in the leading scorer, and you made life pretty difficult for him in the paint.
He's a really good player. He's had an outstanding year for them, and you know, tonight we were able to hold him down, but we know there'll be future contests where he'll be ready to go.
Well, we will worry about that later, Coach. Rebounding total, you out-rebound Morningside. Turnovers kept them under control, end up with 14. Maybe a little too high, but
yep.
You're not that far off there. What do you have to do in the next couple of days as you prepare for Briar Cliff?
You know, the biggest thing is, first off, we got to make sure we're healthy and we're rested. You know, like the Cliff, like Morningside, other schools in the GPAC, you know, this is a pretty mentally taxing week with exams. And so we need to make sure that we have that stuff squared away by noon tomorrow. And then we just got to be focused in the time that we're together on the floor here the next 2 days as we get ready for a very good Briar Cliff team. They're very dangerous. We respect them a great deal. They were in the national tournament a year ago. And we know that we're going to have our hands full there on Saturday afternoon.
Coach, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up for this Wednesday evening?
Just want to say thanks to, you know, the great support that we've been getting. Our kids talk about it days after the game. The place was full tonight, and we're seeing a lot of new faces here in DeWitt Gymnasium, and we really appreciate that. And you know, for those who listen on the radio and watch on the web, we appreciate that as well. And I know our players aren't taking it for granted. We really enjoy it.
The halftime comment I made was I questioned whether the student body would stick around. Many of them that had tests, they were done with tests after today. We got the answer loud and clear tonight.
Yeah, we got it. They've been great.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. Dort College wins 85-74. Dort College now 15-0, 7-0. Morningside falls to 6-5 and 4-2. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. The Dort College women fall to Morningside 66-46. Dort College over Morningside 85-74 in the nightcap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.